98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. That was Improvisation by Hiroya Tsukamoto, and I have Hiroya on the telephone with us. And well, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, Hiroya. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me, Rick.
It's a pleasure. Your guitar playing is, well, innovative, expressive, and joyful. I really I appreciate what you do. And
what
inspired you to pick up the guitar and play?
You mean the beginning?
Yeah.
Right. So my friends were playing guitars when I was in middle school. And then, I wanted to play it too. So that was the motivation.
So would they play songs, like singing songs, like hanging around, and you decided to play, or were they doing instrumental type music?
Yeah, I was singing, and my friends were playing like American pop, rock, some Japanese rock, and, you know, we shared ideas, how to do it, you know. So that was fun.
Well, being born in Japan, were you exposed to a lot of Western music?
It's a mixture.
Yeah.
Because my parents were into American culture. Because they were born after World War II, so lots of American culture came in 1960s, right? So at home they were playing just lots of American, like good music, like Carpenters, Simon Garfunkel, and at the same time, I like some Japanese stuff too, so it's mixed.
Well, your guitar playing is pretty unique. Like the last song that we heard, Improvisation, of course, being able to improvise, there's a lot of different thoughts going on in your head. But what I heard at the end, you were playing chords with harmonics embedded into the chord, which is technically hard to do, and I'm just telling all the guitar players and people out there listening, but the way you do it and the way you fan your right hand and your up strokes are very expressive. It's a cool way of playing the guitar, and it sounds so interesting. Did it take a long time to develop your style?
I've been doing this long time, but gradually it became like what I'm doing right now. But I was playing, I was following my idols and heroes for a long time. But since I moved to New York City 20 years ago, I wanted to become a jazz guitarist, but I realized that there were so many jazz guitar players, and I thought I had to find my own way. So from that point, I decided to do a solo acoustic performance and develop my style.
Now, a lot of your music, of course, is instrumental. There's some singing, but it's really interesting to me how you can discern one song from the next, because not that they sound exactly the same, but they're not structured in a way that's kind of like verse, chorus, verse, and there's a little guitar solo. They're all very interesting.
Thank you.
So how did you decide then that this was the avenue you were going to take?
How to compose?
Yeah, like the style of music that you play right now is well, like I said, not a traditional type of song. So,
but still, you know, some songs have structures, and so especially when I do a solo concert, like, you know, usually 2 45-minute sets with intermission, right? So to play the entire concert, and so that the audience can enjoy, I really needed to work on, like, you know, how to set the songs appropriately. You know, some songs like short, some songs have long, which has long sections. You know, that kind of thing. So So I think of like whole picture. So I compose a different setting, and then I combine them, putting it together for the show. That's what I'm doing.
Well, your music is absolutely enchanting, and you've been quoted as your work taking the listener on an impressionistic journey by the Boston Herald. And that's kind of it. I mean, you get lost, or I do, when I listen to your music in your technicality and the way the songs are structured. It's very cool. And I can only suggest that folks see you playing live. And I'd love to. And the show is November 1st from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Last Mill in Kingston.
And Last Mill,
it's going to be a great show. And, well, what can you tell the folks that will be happening at your concert?
So I do, like, my original music, but besides that, I do lots of storytelling, sharing some meaningful stories, like each song's how the songs were composed, where, how I got inspiration, that kind of thing. So I engage the audience with them through, like, personal approach.
It's kind of like a storyteller's
event, exactly,
where you play a little, you tell the inspiration or story behind it, and then you go into the next piece, which is great, because a lot of times you never get that information. And you never know what's in the artist's mind when he's creating a piece. And you could think something completely different and enjoy that experience knowing what you interpret the song as. But when you hear it from the artist, it's kind of really cool to get into your mind and know, like, what you were thinking rather than what I thought. we'll all have an opportunity, and that's great. Yeah. How can folks get tickets to the event? What's the best way?
So there's a website, Last Mill.
Yeah.
Let me see. If I go to Last Mill.
Last Mill.
Arts Council.
Yeah. Well, the show is from 7 to 9 at Last Mill.
There's a ticket page which I can email you to.
Oh, yeah. I have that.
Should I?
Yeah.
You have it?
Okay. Yeah, maybe I can put that up on our
that'd be great.
Facebook page.
But eventbrite.com,
Hiroya Tsukamoto, do you engage with other musicians? Do you play a lot with other folks?
Not occasionally. I used to play lots of with different musicians, and I had even a group too, but now I do lots of mostly solo or occasionally with the drummer or trio, small thing.
Oh, nice. And what's in the future for you, Hiroya? You're going to play at the Last Mill, and then on November 1st, and what else is coming up in the future?
So this week I'm going up to upstate New York, Kingston, and I'm going up to Saranac Lake next day, and then I'm going to go down to near Albany.
Great.
I'm doing like upstate shows, and then I'm going to Maryland next week and California following week, so traveling.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and Hiroya Tsukamoto brings a blend of masterful finger-style guitar and evocative storytelling that transcends cultural barriers. You don't want to miss this performance at Last Mill on November 1st from 7 till 9 p.m., Last Mill in Kingston. Hiroya, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Rick. We wish you nothing but great success, and stay in touch with us. We'd love to hear more stuff in the future, and keep on that cool guitar style of yours.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. You have a great day. Yeah. Bye.
You too. Bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Our guest this morning, Hiroya Tsukamoto. He's performing at Last Mill in Kingston on November 1st from 7 till 9 p.m. Don't miss it.